Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, you're going to want to be a part of it. The Week in the Rockies sale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Great set of cattle being sold all week long, July 11th through the 15th. It originates from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, once again this year. It'll be seen live on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. 261,000 head of cattle will be sold, including right at 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 59,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. They'll be offering cattle from the southeast and from here in the south central part of the country on Monday and Tuesday primarily. Later in the week, it'll be more western cattle. If you want details of when a particular lot of cattle will be selling or see the video of those cattle, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call 800-422-2117. The Week in the Rockies sale, July 11th through the 15th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open higher today, supported by post-holiday short covering and cash premiums. Lean hog futures should also begin with a firm undertone thanks to recovering carcass value and seasonal optimism. Well, Tuesday in cattle country will seem like a typical Monday thanks to the long weekend. Look for activity to be limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the post-holiday offering to be steady to somewhat larger than last week. Given last week's impressive price progress, our guess is that asking prices will start out about 124 to 125 in our part of the country, 200 to 202 in the north. Now, live and feeder cattle futures are likely to open solidly higher again today, supported by early week short covering and the tall cash premiums of late June. Hog buyers are expected to return from the 4th of July celebration with an opening round of basically steady bids. On one hand, both cash and futures seem to be running out of gas, yet a seasonal argument for price strength can still be made, with market hog numbers possibly tightening over the next 4 to 6 weeks or so. On the grains, the crop markets closed significantly lower on Friday as traders balanced accounts as a precaution should there be surprises from the weather or outside events. That was during the 3-day weekend. Markets again closed yesterday, but back in action today. Forecast call for rain for the next few days in the Midwest and plains, and for hot but wet conditions next week when the corn is pollinating. Wheat closed lower on Friday with double-digit losses and contract lows in winter wheat as the winter wheat harvest continued to weigh on the market. The spring wheat also had set contract lows. That was on Friday. Custom harvesters in Kansas have been battling rain, but they say the moisture has not yet damaged wheat. Corn futures also lower last week as pressure lingered from USDA's news on Thursday that farmers planted 94.1 million acres, the third largest in 72 years. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, our live cattle futures, August down 185 at 112.97, October down 137 at 113.27, August feeder cattle down 185 at 142.45, September was down 180, 141.70, the July hogs down 17 cents, 82.67, August was up 67 cents at 83.95. Our grain futures at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 11 cents for September, 411 and a half, and the December was down 11 and a half at 436 and a quarter penny. September Chicago wheat down 15 and a quarter at 430 and a quarter, and the December was down 14 and three quarters at 450 and three quarters. September corn down 5.5 cents at 360. December was down 4.25 at 367. Soybeans for August down 10 cents, 1164 and a quarter. September down 13 and a half at 1148 and three quarters. July cotton up 33, 63.95. October up 38, 65.48. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.